Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can, and I continue to share the secrets of successful women. Now, as I said, there were five different secrets that successful women exhibited that I actually discovered through my various interviews I've done over the years. And this week is no exception, but it is about exhibiting a high degree of confidence. And I know it's something we really struggle with at different times in our life, but it's so important to have that level, that high degree level of confidence. And why is it important? It's because confidence, lack of confidence, is often what holds us back from fully stepping into those leadership roles we know we can do. Somehow in the business world, when we get out there, our confidence either depletes gradually, or we make mistakes, or it grows as we accomplish tasks and excel, which kind of does the opposite of what it should do. Often the difference in our confidence level comes down to how we react to criticism, because we won't get everything right and not everybody's going to like everything we do the way we do it. Our ability to gain knowledge and experience, and the decisions we have to make throughout the day. It's possible to grow in confidence at work, but you have to be ready to apply a number of activities, number of actions, or adopt a number of habits to make sure you get that level of confidence to its utmost. Now, the good thing about it, or the not so good thing about it, is that everyone struggles with their confidence from time to time. But for some of us, it can manifest itself in different ways. There's self-doubt, low confidence. These can be constant companions, and they impact our ability to actually fully achieve our potential. If you find it hard to speak up assertively, worry about others will think about you if you do speak up, or focus on pleasing people, you struggle to say no or feel stuck in life, it's probably likely that your self-confidence is the culprit. From the quietly confident doctor that we rely on to the charismatic confidence of an inspiring leader, self-confident people have qualities that everyone admires. Self-confidence is extremely important in almost every aspect of our life. Yet so many of us struggle to really find it, and it can be a little bit of a vicious circle, because women who lack self-confidence can find it difficult to become successful. When you have self-confidence, you trust your abilities, even when others don't. You know, you have trust in what you can deliver. It means you do the right thing even when it's hard, or when you have to go against the view of your group. Having self-confidence also means you're not afraid to admit when you've made a mistake, and you're not afraid to learn from those mistakes. That's really most important. So, do you fear the prospect of making a mistake at work? Perhaps you're worried about getting something wrong or upsetting a colleague with some honest feedback. While it's natural to feel this way, a lack of self-confidence could actually be holding you back in the workplace and stopping you from reaching your full potential. After all, having insecurities at work can make it really hard for us to focus on our development and our future success. But on the other hand, conversely, being confident in yourself and your abilities helps you to feel good, increases your job satisfaction, and builds your all-round happiness in your role. So it's really important we get that right. People with a high degree of self-confidence often have greater success than those who don't. Confidence, being confident, can enhance your reputation. It can get you those projects that will make you more visible for the new job you want and open you up to all kinds of opportunities in your career. And so I can't stress enough how important self-confidence is. Now, if you're struggling thinking, Janice, well, I really don't have that high level of confidence. The good news is that self-confidence can be learned. And that's the brilliant thing about it. It's just like every other skill. And there's a lot you can do to actually build you up. And I'm going to share that with you right now. So first of all, learn to think positively. Whenever you find yourself slipping into self-defeating thoughts, force yourself to stop and think of something more empowering, such as "I can do this." I have a natural habit where I always say "I think," when actually I know. So I have to stop myself sometimes, explain something. I think it's this, but actually I know it's this. So I really have to change my language. And it's become such a part of me that sometimes I don't realize when I'm doing it. So I just have to stop myself. If you start to have doubts about what you're doing, take a minute, write them down on paper, then calmly and rationally challenge them. You might find that many of the doubts you had are really silly when you look at them up close and personal, but some of them may be valid. And if that's the case, come up with a plan to deal with those issues. Next, set yourself meaningful goals. And if you're a member of my This Woman Can online community, you will know for the past couple of weeks, we have been focusing on establishing our goals, our 2020 success, by following goals and setting real meaningful goals. And if you haven't already, you can head along to thiswomancan.coach to join. When you set yourself meaningful goals, you then build on the knowledge and skills you need to achieve them. It may mean something like studying, finding a mentor, or going on a training course. So try and get into the habit of setting and achieving small goals for yourself, because once you start achieving those, your confidence will start to build as you gain additional skills and knowledge and you reach your objectives. Another way of building your self-confidence is to look at what you've already done in life. One of the things I always say is that we spend so much time looking forward that we really forget about what we've done in the past and what we've achieved in the past. So write down the 10 best things you've achieved and put them in a document, somewhere you can actually go back to and reflect. I actually have a file on my laptop that I call the hooray file. So anything that's happened good or something like that, I automatically put a link back into that file. So when I need to kind of remind myself of what's going on or, you know, what I've achieved, I can go back to that file. Then spend a few minutes a week enjoying the success you've already had. And you can do the same with your strengths. So use a SWOT analysis on yourself: strengths, weakness, opportunities, threats. Do analysis, SWOT analysis on yourself to identify them. Then think about what your friends and family would consider your strengths to be and spend a few minutes reflecting on those. Often your friends and family will see things in you and appreciate things in you you don't appreciate yourself. Finding the right coach or mentor within your organization or externally can actually help you build your confidence and leadership skills, and it's a really worthwhile investment. And that's what I said about, you know, joining the This Woman Can online community. We can help you overcome your self-doubt and build up your self-confidence by joining like-minded women, growth-minded women like yourself. So I actually use my own personal experience. I've spent time coaching women just like you. The women online share their experiences. So it's a great place for you to identify where you want to be, explore what's holding you back, and really help you move forwards with clarity, courage, and confidence. So head over to thiswomancan.coach to join. It's free. The online community is free. And share your experience and learn more about what's happening with the women in that group. So that's it for this week. That's tip number three, is exhibiting a high degree of self-confidence. Listen out for the next tip. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time, take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.